The views and opinions expressed on 1360 KHNC are entirely those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of the Excursion Broadcasting Network.
Greetings, good afternoon. Welcome to today's program, the Present Truth Program. I'm your host, Rick Rodriguez. Well, big news. Deputy Foreign Minister Alexander Grushko, he made an assessment. We talked yesterday about the purpose behind Ukraine, the purpose behind NATO in Ukraine, and the reason for NATO. We covered quite a few things. He says, expansion is one of the instruments used by NATO countries to maintain confrontation. Therefore, unfortunately, history has forced us to conclude that NATO cannot exist without an adversary. Otherwise, it would lose all its meaning. It would lose all meaning, the purpose with NATO. We're going to continue. This is important. The American people, if war isn't on our homeland, we don't pay attention. I would say, I don't know the percentage of American people that are, they know that there's conflict in Ukraine. They don't have an understanding of what it's about, why it's important to even understand it. I say one of the main reasons to understand this operation of the United States using NATO nations, European nations, to destroy Russia is because Russia is in the Bible, Ezekiel chapter 38, 39, two chapters in the Bible that talk about Russia and the time in which we live. Two very important chapters. These two chapters sum up all of the children of Rosh. Now, Noah had three sons, Shem, Ham, and Japheth. Japheth moved north into the area of Russia and then west into European nations. They were light-skinned. And there was a prophecy about one of the children of Japheth, Rosh, and the land in which they lived, a land called Magog, or Russia. If you can see it through what I'm presenting to you, then you'll see that in these two chapters, Ezekiel chapter 38, 39, speaking of Russia, Russia becomes a very powerful nation before God judges that nation. And it's so powerful, it is the only nation in the world initially that will be able to stand up to an end-time empire, an end-time nation called America. Or in the book of Revelation, chapter 17, Mystery Babylon, chapter 18, Babylon the Great. America, a great nation that sits between two great bodies of water, the Pacific on the west, Atlantic on the east, and even Great Lakes to the north, the Gulf of Mexico to the south. The only nation that will stand against the hegemonic plans of this end-time, very powerful nation, America, will be Russia. And history shows that Russia doesn't resist this end-time empire at the very end. It actually resists empire for 100 plus years of her existence. Only one nation could do that. And what Russia is resisting is America's imperialism. We took the personality of our mother, the Queen Mother, England, basically, and the European nations. We took the personality. Britain became the greatest, up to about 75, 80 years ago, the greatest imperialist nation, maybe a little longer. But America has taken over that position. And America, the powers in Washington, D.C., are not going to give up that power. They're not going to give up that authority. Lindsey Graham refuses to pass the torch on to anybody. Pence, Mike Pence, the whole cabal, the Bidens, Obama, the whole system. Russia is the only nation that would be able to, that would resist. But Russia would need help. And February 4th, 2022, Russia would get that help. An agreement, an alliance, a memorandum with China. And in the agreement, they would help each other in destroying, stopping the expansion of the satanic, Illuminati, globalist order. We call it the New World Order, the Order of the Ages. It is Luciferian. It is Illuminati. And Russia and China have decided to stand against it. Rick Rodriguez.
Hi, this is Sam Cheshire from Build Design America, letting you know that right now we are offering 36 months interest-free financing on all of your kitchen and bath or flooring needs. Come see us at 665 Furnage Road in Longmont, Colorado, or give us a call at 303-772-1202. Once again, that's 303-772-1202. Look forward to seeing you soon.
The Federal Reserve is in control of our money. But lately, control is the last word you would use to describe the Fed. Emergency rate cuts, huge increases in their balance sheet, the constant blowing of bubbles and boom and bust cycles that just leave most of us busted. I'm Joe Jaquin, owner of the Patriot Trading Group, and we have been protecting people's wealth for almost 25 years. Stop playing the Fed's game and get your wealth protected. Call us at 800-951-0592. Or visit our website at allamericangold.com.
Power surges and lightning bolts can cause damage to your electronic devices. A EMP attack can fry everything, leaving everyone looking like the Flintstones. But don't let that happen. Go to EMPShield.com and enter KHNC in the promo code box. EMP Shield can keep you secure and running when no one else can. American-made electronic protection. Again, put KHNC in the promo box. EMPShield.com.
Hey friends, Freddie Freeman here. A wise man by the name of Ben Franklin once said, by failing to prepare, you are preparing to fail. So go to 1360KHNC.com and click the Patriot Supply button and make sure you're prepared.
With plenty of survival products from emergency survival food, water filtration systems, survival coffee, and more, my Patriot Supply has got the perfect gifts for you. Just click that Patriot Supply button only on 1360KHNC.com.
So this is why Ukraine and NATO is important to understand. You can understand it just by the conflict, but really, if you see it from a biblical point of view, it's much more clear. Also, Chinese Ambassador Zhang Jun of the United Nations, he said that NATO is the real troublemaker that has fully embraced Cold War thinking and ideological prejudice as it continues to generate global tensions. Absolutely true. And Hungarian Prime Minister Viktor Orban, quote, "If the Americans wanted it, peace in Ukraine would come the next morning. Why Americans don't want, this is a question that puzzles the entire world. We didn't get an answer at the NATO summit." Again, going back to Ezekiel chapter 38 and 39, Russia would become, because of the conflict in Ukraine, this would be a situation that would be needed to turn the Russian economy around, industry, diplomacy, because since this war began, there are more nations that have enjoyed diplomatic relationships, peaceful relationships with Russia, more now than ever before. The old Soviet bloc nations, they have realized that American expansion using NATO into Eastern Europe, the intention of empire is hegemony, and to achieve hegemony, they have to eliminate a threat, Russia. But now they have two threats they have to eliminate, and this is going to be impossible. Russia and China working together systematically, diplomatically, economically, militarily, with other nations that are resisting the continued sanctions and stranglehold of America economically, militarily on their nations. Now, NATO cannot exist without an adversary. It continues to generate global tensions, and most critically, why America continues to puzzle the world. There's an article out of today's whatdoesitmean.com. Now, here we have an Hungarian-American globalist. His name is Georgi Soros. 1988, he gave an interview extolling the crimes against humanity that he committed in Hungary. He's a Nazi. During World War II, he's Jewish, but he's from the lineage of a tribe called Dan. And Dan would be of the lineage of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, one of Jacob's sons. But he would hate his own race, hate his own people, hate his own nation. That lineage would hate Israel, would hate Judaism, though they would use it. They would hate the Jewish people. They hate the fact that they are related to the Jewish lineage, because the Jewish lineage has all the promises of God, and they hate that. They hate the fact that the promises were given to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and they have to be part of those promises and acknowledge the God of Israel. They resent it. They hate it. George Soros, Kissinger, many of these type of people that are living today. They are the worst form of Jewish hatred. A race that hates its own race. He was a Nazi German SS where he plundered homes in nearly one million Jewish peoples. He was sent to be exterminated in concentration camps. He was one of the main puppet masters pulling the strings of the fool on the hill, imposter Joe Biden, and Barack Hussein Obama, Barry Satoro. Satoro works for Soros. Then, here we have his son, his junior. His son, Alex, actually. He's been in and out of the White House since 1993. He's dear old dad's. He carries the plague of his dear old dad. Hatred of mankind. Plague of hatred. Here's what Soros said when he wrote a book in 1993. Alex hasn't been going in and out of the White House since 1993, just more recently. The book, quote, "My theory of history is based upon the recognition that our understanding of the world in which we live is inherently imperfect. We have to act without full knowledge of the facts because the facts are created by our decisions. There can be no correspondence between our view of the world and the actual state of affairs because the actual state of affairs is not independently given and our view of the world has nothing definite to correspond to. Therefore, there must always be a discrepancy between the participants' thinking and the actual state of affairs, and that discrepancy provides the key to understanding the course of history. To understand the current situation, I contend it is very useful to draw a distinction between open and closed societies." Here comes the fox's tail. Open and closed societies. "The distinction is based on the same philosophical foundation as my theory of history, namely that participants act on the basis of imperfect understanding." I'll take imperfect understanding any time over the jackbooted thug that has his boot on my neck. "Open society is based on the recognition of this principle, and closed society on its denial. In a closed society, there is an authority which is the dispenser of ultimate truth. An open society does not recognize such authority, even if it recognizes the rule of law and the sovereignty of the state. The state is not based on a dogma, and society is not dominated by the state. The important thing to recognize is that the open society is a more advanced, more sophisticated form of social organization than a closed society. In a closed society, one particular point of view prevails, but in an open society, every citizen is both allowed and required to have its own political view. This means that an open society is more desirable and more vulnerable. While a closed society may expend practically all of its energies on maintaining the existing order, an open society takes a state of law for granted and builds a complex structure of institutions on top of it, capable of producing wealth, prosperity, and progress. The structure cannot evolve if the proper foundations are missing, and it collapses if the foundations are disturbed. To constitute a closed society, You need to mobilize society behind the state. Since communism is dead and universal ideologies are generally discredited, a closed society needs to be based on a national or ethnic principle. To establish such a principle, you need an enemy. You need an enemy. If you don't have one, you need to invent it. The original mission of NATO, here we go, is to defend the free world against the Soviet Empire. That mission is obsolete, but the collapse of the Soviet Empire has left a security vacuum which has the potential of turning it into a black hole. This presents a different kind of threat than the Soviet Empire did. There is no direct threat from the region to the NATO countries. Therefore, if NATO has any mission at all, it is to project its power and influence into the region. This is why NATO exists, my comment. It exists to project its power and influence into the region. And who has the bit of that horse? Who has the reins to the bit of that horse? The globalist West, America. The United Nations might have become an effective organization if it were under the leadership of two superpowers cooperating with each other. As it is, the United Nations has already failed in its as an institution which could be put in charge of U.S. troops. They have to reveal their plans. They have to tell the truth. It's about the coming jackbooted thugs that will be stationed all over the world. Actually, they're not going to need jackbooted thugs. We have technology. We control the weather. This leaves NATO as the only institution of collective security that has not failed because it has not been tried. Now it's going to be tried. NATO has the potential of serving as the basis of a new world order, but it can only do so if its mission is redefined. So the redefining of the initial purpose of NATO is taking place right now. NATO will be, for a period of time, Antichrist's army in Europe, Western, Central, Eastern Europe. Just one of Antichrist's armies. But it can do so only if its mission is redefined. There is an urgent need for some profound new thinking with regard to NATO. And this is what is happening presently. People are being conditioned to believe that NATO is really, in a sense, a group of nations that can be used for salvation of humanity. Untrue. So, this is the purpose of NATO. It's going to be redefined. This is why I say that to understand Russia, to understand what's happening in the Middle East or in the Eastern Mediterranean or the Eastern Europe, Ezekiel 38 and 39, this great empire that must become great via Vladimir Putin. Rick Rodriguez, The Present Truth, will be back.
Hi, everybody. Glenn Tate, co-host of Prepping 2.0.
Shelby Gallagher here. Join us Saturdays at 9 a.m.
right here on 1360 KHNC,
where we bring you great ideas to take your preps to the next level.
This is Clay with Wagner Electric Company. We're out of Greeley. We're here to promote our Generac and Cummins standby generators and our service to the community with any electrical needs. We're located at 1517 2nd Avenue in Greeley, 970-800-3693. The biggest thing that we want to promote is that we set the standard and we're here to support you and your needs. 970-800-3693.
Hey, this is Mike Ramsey, Ramsey Auto Group with Steve Pardue. 6175 West 10th Street, Greeley is our new address. Phone number is 970-443-5654.
We specialize in used trucks and sport utility vehicles, but mainly trucks. We have extended our hours on Saturdays to 10 to 3 and Monday through Friday 9:30 to 5:30, serving the Greeley community and the surrounding areas, but we are really proud to call Greeley our home. 970-443-5654, 6175 West 10th Street in Greeley.
A lot of radio stations can boast about having 2, 3, even 500,000 listeners. But what they don't tell you is that their average listener only listens for 4 minutes. And if they're listening to music, they're constantly changing the channel. Same old boring commentary. Or as soon as a commercial starts playing, they change the station. Here at 1360 KHNC, our listeners listen longer, a lot longer. We have some of the longest continuous listener minutes in the industry. That means our listeners don't change the dial as soon as a commercial starts playing because they don't want to miss 1 second of their favorite programs. Advertise with AM 1360 KHNC and have your message heard. Call us at 970-587-5003. We have the best rates in Colorado. So call us at 970-587-5003 or 1360KHNC.com.
KHNC is proud to carry MyKind CBD products. Products include cocoa, top shelf tinctures, hemp salve, moisturizing lotions, and retinol cream. They also have pet tincture and hemp shampoo for a healthy coat and skin. To see all the CBD products we carry, visit the station at 2 South Parish or check us out online. Go to 1360KHNC.com. Click on the shop button.
As 1360 continues to grow, we want to know what our listeners think. Tell us what you like. Tell us what you don't like. Give us your feedback. Go to 1360KHNC.com and hit the contact button and give us your thoughts.
Albert Einstein said that there are two things that are eternal. One is the universe, and the other is the stupidity of man. And he said, but I'm not so sure about the universe. The stupidity of man. And here we have not a fool, plural, fools on the hill. And we have a society that has been asleep, but it's starting to wake up. Now, George Soros, he bought the entire Democrat Party, the political party in the United States, created hundreds of organizations to implement his insanity. The result, over these last 30 years, has seen America becoming a closed society whose socialist rulers in government, the tech world, and media are now the dispenser of ultimate truth. Anyone who opposes them is banned, censored out of society. And in applying the closed society principle of you need an enemy, if you don't have one, you need to invent it. America has bypassed the United Nations to lead NATO into illegal wars over the past 30 years. Yugoslavia, I talked about Yugoslavia yesterday. Iraq, Afghanistan, Libya, Syria. This is documented. This is the black and the white. This isn't hyperbole. This is what has happened. This is what empire has done over the last 75 years. And now you have these type of people who appear to be somewhat sane. There was the question about Adolf Hitler. Was he sane? Was he a sociopath? Was he a psychopath? Was he sane? He was all three. He was brilliant, and he functioned. He lived life normally. It didn't bother him what he'd done. It was just, you know, like someone who raises cattle. There comes a time to butcher the cattle. It's your business. You don't look at it from the perspective that these are your friends. Hitler looked at mankind as nothing but another day at the office. Same with Soros, these type of people today. Now, one thing you can say about each one of them, the Bible talks about them. The Bible says they're children of the devil. There's nothing in them that is righteous, and that they're evil. And the Bible says that they may escape punishment in this lifetime to some degree, but they won't escape eternal punishment, which we would prefer to see them be punished, you know, in this lifetime, like Ceausescu and his wife, I think the president and his wife of Romania, they were taken out in the courtyard and shot dead. This is what we would prefer. But the Lord does say, judgment is mine, saith the Lord, I will repay. And he does. So with NATO and all of the illegal wars, their proxy war against Russia, this is the war that we have to pay attention to. This is the important war. This is the war that Russia will win, because Russia has another destiny. Russia's punishment doesn't come in Ukraine. Ukraine just is there. It's, you might say, like the athletic club to get Russia ready, in shape, manufacturing more munitions every day, soldiers. She's expending as few soldiers as possible. She's using artillery, missiles, drones. She's saving her military, the men, for a different purpose. Russia's going to bring her armies to the Middle East. She's not going to waste her armies fighting this war in Ukraine. NATO, with all of its resources, with the finances, with the soldiers, intelligence officers that they've sent into that area, hasn't budged Russia. They haven't gained an inch. Another 28,000 people in the last month on the battlefields, Ukrainian soldiers, well, Ukrainian and English and members of the other nation, the NATO nations, they have been the blood spilled on the battlefield. Russia and the United States, using this machine, isn't gaining any ground and won't. The longer we stay there, the stronger Russia's going to get. The longer we're there, the more nations that are going to work with Russia and China, the nations in the BRICS network, economic network, more and more nations are seeing the great evil, the great madness of this new world order. And the new world order is a strain of evil in the minds of the rulers of the world, the people that have ruled the nations. Their power is being touched, and they're going mad. They're going insane. Rick Rodriguez, The Present Truth, 1360KHNC.com for podcasts.
Return to the magic and mystique of the Renaissance. The Colorado Renaissance Festival in Larkspur is back. Weekends through August 6th, filled with royalty, pageantry, jugglers, and musicians. Comedy, games, fine arts, and crafts.
It's entertainment. It's fantasy. It's an adventure to the past.
Eat, drink, and be merry. Return to the Colorado Renaissance Festival. Weekends through August 6th. Discount tickets available at KHNC and online at coloradorenaissance.com.
Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO of MyPillow, wants to give back to KHNC listeners. He is giving us great discounts on all MyPillow products. Go to MyPillow.com and use promo code KHNC. Get deep discounts on MyPillow mattress toppers, towels, sheets, and so much more. For example, Mike is offering a buy one, get one free offer on Giza sheets and the new MyPillow 2.0. For these buy one, get one free offers and a special free shipping program, go to MyPillow.com and use promo code KHNC or call 800-948-8229. That's MyPillow.com or 800-948-8229 and use promo code KHNC.
Visit MyPillow.com.
It is not because men have made laws that life, liberty, and property exist. On the contrary, it is because life, liberty, and property existed beforehand that men made laws in the first place. What then is law? It is the collective organization of the individual right to lawful defense and punishing injustice. Frederick Bastiat, The Law.
More than 80 million Americans depend on AM radio for their news, traffic, weather, sports, and a community connection. It's the backbone of the emergency alert system, keeping us safe in dangerous times. It's critical that we keep AM radio in cars, because when cell and internet services are down, this free emergency service could be your only lifeline. Text AM to 52886 and tell Congress we need AM radio in cars. This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
Every night I sleep now, no more lies. Things that I promised myself, they're gone, but I found my heart. Oh, promises, they're kind of promises, can't just destroy your life. Oh, promises, those kind of promises take out the joy from life. Oh, promises, promises, my kind of
Promises, promises, promises. America will not expand into NATO, into Eastern Europe. Promises, promises, promises. I was talking about broken promises yesterday and the purpose of NATO. The purpose of NATO, without NATO, America can't realize world hegemony. America has realized great control over the European nations. That's as far as it's going to go. It won't go any further. America will never have hegemony over China, the Asian nations, South America, Africa. America is going to be limited to the Antichrist West, United States, Canada, and many of the European nations. America will never, world hegemony will never take over the Middle East. We will be there. We will occupy the Middle East militarily in the very near future. But America, there's two global world orders presently, and the alternate global world order with Russia, China, and other nations have stopped the globalist, Luciferian, Illuminati, World Economic Forum, and all the other NGOs. UN has ended their network of control, their diabolical methods in which they control the nations. They're over. Now, when we went into Kosovo, this is when Russia had a standoff with NATO troops. And NATO wasn't just a defensive alliance, but something that would be used by the West to further the interests against Russia. NATO continued to expand its program. 2008, a summit took place in Bucharest, where a declaration was adopted. Contrary to the wishes of Ukraine and Georgia, the two countries weren't immediately approved for membership in NATO. Nevertheless, there are promises broken to those two nations. But NATO eventually would welcome Ukraine and Georgia's Euro-Atlantic aspirations for membership in NATO, and it still didn't come to pass. The Ukraine and Georgia's NATO aspirations, according to U.S. ambassador to Russia explained Russia's position. Ukraine and Georgia's NATO aspirations not only touch a raw nerve in Russia, they engender serious concerns about the consequences for stability in the region. Not only does Russia perceive encirclement and efforts to undermine Russia's influence in the region, but it fears unpredictable and uncontrolled consequences. This is why, this was in 2008. At this point, Russia had a leader, had an individual, Vladimir Putin, who had been working on a Russian doctrine, a plan, another mechanism that would protect Russia. And as the months would go on, he would begin to put in place the strategy. Firstly, he had to get rid of all the wealthy oligarchs that had been doing so much damage to Russia's industry. He had to get them out. He ran off the Clinton Wall Street gang of thugs He ran Hillary out. I think Hillary, if I remember, was planning to buy all of Moscow's transportation. Got rid of Hillary. All of these people had to get rid of them. And he began to put in place the things that were needed, the laws that were needed, and he was successful. By the time of 2014, when Obama overthrew the new elected president, it's okay. Putin already had been working diplomatically with many other countries. The criminals of the world, they take centuries to put together a plan. And Putin knew it was going to take decades. It was going to take time. But he knew who, working with these nations, and the main nation, China. China was watching the United States at the end of the middle of the second term of Barry Satoru. Rick Rodriguez will be back.
Hey, Chris Lewis here with My Favorite Gunsmith at MyFavoriteGunsmith.com, 970-776-0258. At My Favorite Gunsmith, all I do is repair firearms. I love freedom more than guns, but the only thing that separates a free man from a slave is firearm ownership. I would only add that it needs to work. All of my guns work. Do yours? Find out. 970-776-0258. My Favorite Gunsmith at MyFavoriteGunsmith.com. That's 970-776-0258.
Hi, this is Mike Morris, owner of Warriors Revolution Tactical in Longmont. At Warriors Revolution, we have the largest selection of tactical gear and ammo in Northern Colorado. But what many people may not know is that we now sell firearms. And even despite the recent run on firearms and ammunition, we have plenty of product in the store, including ARs, AKs, Glocks, SIGs, HK, and more. And don't forget all the bulk ammunition at the best prices in town. Need to do a private firearms transfer? We can do that too. I am a veteran of the United States Marine Corps, and our team is made up of veterans and security experts, not a bunch of salesmen. Our team is trained and fought with much of the actual equipment we sell. And one thing you should know is that we support the foundations and principles this great country was founded upon. So if you need tactical gear, ammo, firearms, AR parts or upgrades, and even survival accessories, stop by and visit us on Ken Pratt Boulevard and Bowen Street in Longmont, or visit warriorsrevolution.com. That's warriorsrevolution.com.
Reasons to own gold. Reason number 725.
The government goes out of its way to make you believe Social Security has an account with your name on it with money just for you. But the Supreme Court ruled that payments due under Social Security are not property rights and are not protected. Social Security is merely a tax, and the government is under no obligations to pay you anything. Call the Patriot Trading Group, 800-951-0592, or visit allamericangold.com.
Okay, as we conclude today's program, by 2013, Vladimir Putin, immediately upon Barack Obama coming into power, immediately, Vladimir Putin knew that he had to move and move quickly because he already understood who Obama was. He knew who controlled Obama. He knew what was going to happen. Sure enough, by 2014, the coup in Ukraine began. But Putin already had begun to work with the faithful oligarchs, the wealthy people of Eastern Europe. He'd already begun to work with them. And they knew that they were afraid that if they didn't go along and they didn't, you might say, side, they had to make a decision. We're going to side with NATO and the American Obama administration or Russia. Well, it wasn't too difficult What's Obama going to do to them? He can't send bombs onto their heads. Well, he could. But Russia, these people are in Russia's backyard. And Russia, they knew that most of their fortunes were tied into Russia, not the U.S. Because their fortunes were tied into Russia, they knew it would be economic suicide to side with Barry Satoru. They knew that. So they went with, they made a wise decision. And actually, it was a decision with the sovereign hand of God involved in it. Because Vladimir Putin was quickly working diplomatically, feverishly, meetings, never playing golf. Obama played golf every day, twice a day, three times a day, in his sleep. Well, not really. Putin, he was playing chess. He knew to save his country from American hegemony, he had to move quickly, and he did. Well, that's about it for today. I'm going to be done here in a few minutes. I'm going to take the weekend, give my voice a little rest. I'm going to come back, and we'll visit on Monday. We need to have these visits. I've got to go spend time with Cactus. We got to hope I have enough voice left to visit with her, or else I'm in trouble. But Putin, now, 2013, 2014, this man is on the move. This man has a plan. He has a strategy, and boy, we see that strategy now. And he was going to set NATO up. He was going to set up the U.S., and he was going to begin to make Russia great. And here we have Russia as a great, great nation now. Join me on Sunday, 9 to noon, for the Olive Tree and Lampstand Ministry Radio Church program. I do talk about prophecy, a lot of prophecy. Last week I talked about the prophecies of Donald Trump in the Bible, in the Old Testament, the New Testament. I was as thorough as I could be. You might want to re-listen. That program is on Olive Tree Ministry on the podcast section. And the podcasts for the Present Truth programs are also on 1360khnc.com. May the God of peace, may His Son, Jesus Christ, bless you in a rich way over the weekend. May He keep you and your families. May you have a wonderful weekend. We'll visit on Monday if you don't join me Sunday.
At Life Choices, we are helping women and men choose life and create stable futures for their children. You can help avoid the loss of another life by going to lifechoices.org or call 303-651-2050, extension 116, and donate. Make a difference and be a part of God's work by creating a better future for kids and families. lifechoices.org or 303-651-2050, extension 116.
Hey, all you Sharp community members, this is Tommy at Tommy's Barbers and Blades. Just wanted to reach out and tell you to stop by our shops and get your fade, shaves, your beer, grab a knife from Revo. Find us at 4th and Garfield in downtown Loveland, 970-617-2158, or hit us up on tommysbarbersandblades.com. If you're a little further south, you can find us in Meade off of Highway 66 and I-25. You can reach us there at 720-745-0782. And as always, live sharp.
You're listening to The Roar of the Rockies, KHNC, 1360 AM, Johnstown, Greeley, Loveland.